Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
All right, welcome back. It's Big Z Sports. Eric McElroy, Adam Soweski, and the busy night rolls along. Joining us now live in studio, head coach of the new Philadelphia girls basketball team, Kevin Cornell. He brought a few players with him as well. Now, since, Coach, run down the gauntlet. Who do we have with us here tonight? Go ahead. Adam, he'll come up here a little bit. Sorry, but you're taller than expected.
We have our four seniors. We have Sarah Stoneman, Leah Currents, Kate McEwen, and Rachel Anderson. So four seniors and all captains.
Coach, you stepped into a position this year where there were high expectations for the team. How did you go about handling that throughout the season?
It helps having these four with the senior leadership and battle tested. But we just tried to stay true to who we are and had some simple goals of keeping things, trying to keep it basic and simple that way and getting better each and every day.
Coach, the big thing throughout the season that I noticed is the way that they competed against the bigger schools that you played against. I mean, you guys had the game against Wadsworth, the classic in the country. You had Chardon, you had which you played Magnificat out at the classic in the country. And then you finished up even with Maysville here at the end of the season. All good games to have. They were battle tested. I mean, you even include Dover with the big rivalry game, because that's, any rivalry game, you never know what to expect. I mean, it's a nice resume to have going into the tournament season. I mean, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, that's something we talked with the girls a lot, that this schedule we thought would help prepare for the tournament time, and that's our ultimate goal. But to beat three or four Division I teams on neutral courts, and then to have someone like Wadsworth come to your place, who's a team that played in Columbus last year and has a strong cast, to be able to get a quality win that came right down to the last seconds is huge for us. And I think all those games have benefited us. And then at the end of the season, to play your rival Dover and go against Maysville, who has some talented guards, those are just all good games to prep us for this tournament.
It's head coach Kevin Cornell of the new Philadelphia Lady Quakers. Some of his senior players behind him. We'll speak with them here momentarily. Coach, let's just face it. Throughout some of the year, there's been some blowouts here and there. How have you kept your team focused week in and week out?
We just try to focus on getting 1% better is a big thing we talk about. So we just try to focus on us and our habits and how we can continue to be disciplined and get better each and every day. Again, these girls are battle tested and they have some big goals, and we know to get those, we have to stay true and get better each and every day. And that's been the motivation.
Is undefeated even a goal? I mean, was that even uttered at the beginning of the year? I'm sure you guys set team goals, regular season, that kind of thing. I mean, did this even cross your mind, Coach?
No, it was never. We've never talked about it.
Just sort of happened organically, huh? Yeah. Which is the right way, I guess.
Yeah, we had three team goals. It was to beat our rival Dover, win the ECOL, and defend home court. And that's something we talked about. We had them wrote on in the locker room, and that was our goals, and we were fortunate enough to get those.
Which those three things led to 21-0, number two in the state. I mean, it's it's a nice resume to have, as a player. We're going to get to the players here soon, but to see that if you follow the plan, you follow the goals, that the big picture does come true if things go the way that they're supposed to go.
Exactly. That's huge for the culture, that they can see that if they buy in, which these girls do, but just to buy in, and if you just focus on the daily task and getting better, that 1%, and following those team goals, that you could be successful in those, and that's been great.
Adam mentioned 21-0. That's the regular season. Put one on top of that with the opening round win over Carrollton. Now 22-0, and that's kind of what we'll talk about real quick. The game the other night, in which I unfortunately was not there, but Adam was on the sidelines, and Joe and Chris were on the call. The 56-18 win over Carrollton. Describe that game, Coach. I know you played like you wanted your team to play early on in that game and kind of put them away.
Yeah, the game plan was Carrollton was a very young team, and we wanted to get after them from the get-go, and the girls came out strong, had good pressure, and built an early lead, and then never looked back. And to be able to do that and get all 15 girls to play, that's great for us. And able to take care of business early was big for us.
One side note that I picked up on that game is that, you guys did what you needed to do. You got the win. You did your thing. Obviously, the score proves that. Coach Chandra Myers for the Warriors with that young team, she's doing good things there because they were down 30. And if somebody walked into the gym, you would have thought they were down by three. Those girls never gave up. They're a young group. That's got to be, as a coach, that's a reassuring thing to see, even if it is for Carrollton. Right. That's something that's noticed by everybody.
Yeah, she did a good job, and they're young, and they didn't they didn't give up. They played hard. They came out the third quarter and hit a couple shots, and that's a high regards to what she's done with and what she will do with that program.
It's head coach Kevin Cornell, New Philadelphia Lady Quakers. Now the game on Saturday, which is tomorrow, tip time at 2. Our coverage begins at 1:30 right here with Big Z Sports on 99.9 and always streaming online, too, at WTUZ.com. Coach, it's hard to beat a team not only once, not only twice, but three times in one season. Of course, you guys have Zanesville tomorrow afternoon. Just talk about that, facing a team. You ever done that in your coaching career, same team three times in a season?
Yeah, maybe once or twice, yeah. Been part of that, but that's...
Is that a good or a bad thing? I mean, it's...
I think there's some maybe positives, just knowing who they are, but it's never fun or easy to have to battle someone three times.
Yes.
And Coach Martin, he'll have them ready and prepared, and they're a young team, but they do have some pieces, some talented pieces that we have to be ready for.
What does your team have to do well tomorrow, Coach, in order to, of course, get that victory and move on to the next round?
I just think our intensity on the defense, pressure to try to get them to speed them up a little bit. They changed the game plan against us the second time and trying to slow it down, and we have to not get frustrated and just be disciplined in our habits to still pressure and be able to maybe create some turnovers and some offense. And then we feel like they're going to probably zone us that the second time around. That's what adjustment they made. So we have to be confident, move the basketball, get some inside-out action, and hit some shots early on. And I think that'll give us some great confidence.
Yeah, because a team that does throw some zone at you defensively, that really comes down to making your outside shots then at that point, doesn't it?
Yeah, if we feel as though if we can hit some shots from deep early on, that'll extend them out, and then we'll be able to attack inside, and then our pressure hopefully will be able to get us off to a good start.
Perfect. It's, again, head coach Kevin Cornell. Coach, thank you. You brought some guests, though.
Yes. Let them,
we'll let them step up to the microphone that you're actually holding down right there. Adam, I will leave the introductions up to you, my friend, because I'm pretty sure you have it down here. Go from left to right for me. Tell everybody who's here again.
Okay, Sarah Stoneman's going to come to the mic first, I guess.
Sarah Stoneman is coming to the microphone.
And she looks very excited to do that. I mean, you can see the joy on her face.
Yeah, listen, what can they expect after a heck of a season last year and, what they've done so far this year? Hey, listen, let's be honest. When the bracket came out, did you guys look at it? You look ahead at all? Help her out with that mic a little bit, Adam. Went from the tallest head coach in the area to now a girls basketball player. But no, when the schedule or the bracket came out, did you guys even look ahead at it, or you just focus one track mind, one game, one task at a time?
We did end up hanging it in our locker room just to get a look, but we wanted to stay focused on the game, like, right ahead of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to just have it there, just sort of remind you. Bulletin board material, almost, if you will. Adam, who else we have over there? Leah Currents is hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging out.
No, I heard of her. She had a game high 23 the other night. Leah, you think how much last year did your run in the tournament maybe help you guys for what's to come maybe this year?
I think it helped a lot because we know what to expect, and we know that we have a lot of potential, especially with me being out in the first part. So, like, it, like, boosted, like, our confidence a lot. So now this year, like, with me, like, we have a lot more confidence, and we know that it can be we can do it.
So. How tough was that being out? Then you kind of had to put on the cheerleader role and everything else. I mean, it had to be tough, right?
Yeah. It was harder coming back because I was really out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like half strength in the district championship, weren't you?
Yeah.
I was thinking, yeah.
Limited minutes.
Well, listen, it's Big Z Sports. We know out of shape. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I'm the definition of it.
Just look at what's going on in this studio right here. The new Philadelphia Lady Quakers, again, their game tomorrow against Zanesville, we will have on our airwaves. Adam, take the next one. Who else?
All right, Kate McCune's going to step to the mic next.
Go ahead, Adam.
So, Kate, it's going to be the same question. What, as a senior, what does it mean to be on two teams with the amount of success that you guys have had?
I don't know. I think it really just makes us more excited, like, this year, knowing we have that chip on our shoulder from last year, ending it sooner than we wanted to. So, mm-hmm. I think going into the season, we're really excited.
Yeah, these girls are kind of hungry to get back to Columbus, which is very exciting to see. And then the final one, Adam, go ahead. I will get all these names down by tomorrow.
Rachel Anderson.
I will be there tomorrow. But anyway, go ahead, Adam.
Rachel, same question to you. I mean, because obviously everybody's not going to have the same answer. What does it mean to you to be on for two straight years, to be on a very successful team, this year to be able to go undefeated to this point? I mean, 22-0, that speaks volume to you and your cast members.
It means everything. Like, we're our freshman year, we were 12-12, and it just shows what hard work will do. We've worked hard.
And, hey, real quick, one more for you, Rachel. As a group, the girls, I mean, now the regular season's over. Once it got to 18-19-0, 20-0, were you guys like, we can do this. We got this. Did that ever cross your mind? Did you want to achieve that? I'm sure you guys did.
Yeah, we wanted to, but that's not the mindset.
That's not the end goal.
Yeah.
Right. Great mindset. Great. Well said there, too. And, of course, Adam, tomorrow we'll be busy.
Yeah.
New Philadelphia High School.
Double duty.
Double
Facebook
duty,
Live,
indeed,
little
yeah.
Sideline reporting, Facebook Live, brought to you by McInturf Realty.
You would think all this walking on the sideline, you would not be
out
of shape. But,
I know.
All right, anything to lighten the mood. Girls, listen, thanks for coming in. Good luck tomorrow and throughout the rest of the tournament, all right? Coach Cornell, thank you very much.
Thank
we know you guys are busy on a Friday, for sure. Anytime. We look forward to seeing you throughout the tournament. Already an hour down, buddy.
Damn.
What'd you say at the top? We got this?
We got this.
We got the skeleton crew here tonight. It's Big Z Sports, 99.9, always streaming online, WTUZ.com.